This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Willem Velsen is a fantastic musician from South Africa, and he's got the most unique, crazy story, which is perfect for Heritage Week, Heritage Month. It's all about a guitar that is also a Breigrid that went viral on social media. I caught wind of it, and I had to get Willem in studio so we could chat about exactly what happened and how this all came about. Willem, welcome to the Good Things Jackpot. How are you doing?
Oh, Brent, I'm doing very well. I'm so excited for Heritage Day, for Breigrid, because this is going to be the best and biggest Breigrid of me and my family and my team and my friends' life, you know, because we're going to be telling the story of our unique product that we've been building and sweating over for the past like 3 years. Just to answer your question, it's going great because September is... It is springtime South Africa, and it's my birthday month as well. And it's Breigrid, so it's my favorite month of the year, by the way.
Lots and lots going on. Even though that we're in lockdown, there is still good things happening. I must first, just before we get into this story behind the original Breigrid guitar grid, Willem, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a musician. You're from South Africa. I've listened to a couple of things on YouTube, watched a couple of your videos. You've got a huge fan base. Where do you come from?
Okay, so in a nutshell, my story is I am a Klein Karoo cowboy. Now, for people who don't know where the Klein Karoo is, especially those English boots, eh? If you drive through Barrydale, past Ronnie's sex shop on the Route 62, bro, then you're going to get that staunch little town there between Calitzdorp and Barrydale called Ladysmith. There are two Ladysmiths in South Africa. The one is in KwaZulu-Natal and the other one is in the Southern Cape. And I'm from that little town. It's a very small town, small community, but it's famous for its cheese. And it's got this beautiful mountain range there called Towerkop. You know, in translated, that means like magic mountain. I grew up there. I was born in Oudtshoorn, which is near Ladysmith.
But I've been to Oudtshoorn and I visited the ostriches there before. I got to stand on an egg because when you stand on an ostrich egg, they don't break. So we do know of Oudtshoorn. But these small little towns, it's lovely to hear about these little parts about South Africa.
Exactly, because those are the little gems, you know, and there's so many things happening there in those small towns. And sometimes those stories never leave those towns, you know. And like, I grew up in Ladysmith. My mom and my dad both worked for like the cheese factories at one, like everybody worked for the cheese factories in Ladysmith, you know, at one stage or another. And then eventually they went into like the hospitality industry. We ran both hotels in different parts of my life. The Royal Hotel in one stage when I was like in primary school, and then the Dini's Hotel when I was in high school. And so I'm a hotel kid, you know, like a small town hotel kid. And I know lots of stories and stuff. You know, so I grew up there, small town. I was in the same school from sub A, you know, grade one till matric, same school. And there I started making music and entertaining people in the bar and leaving a social life because a small town is very boring. So the hotel is the go-to place to be. So yeah, my background is small town, small fish now in a big pond here in Bellville in Cape Town, South Africa.
Yeah, so you're making music in Bellville. You're gaining a following in the most of South Africa. There's a lot of people that follow you. Is your music predominantly Afrikaans, or do you jump into the English side as well?
First and foremost, I'm an Afrikaans singer-songwriter in a rock band, and I've got about, I think I've got like 6 or 7 Afrikaans albums out. And then in 2013 or 14, I did an English album for the first time under the name William Welfare, which is a literal translation of Willem Welsen. And that album's name is Shunt, and it's got my English bulldog on the cover of the album because that's the first time that I'm doing something in English, you know. So I thought it would be apt to put the English bulldog on the cover, you know, at a train station.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. And now the...
So sorry, before you go on. So William Welfare, the English music, that is Like I wrote all the songs on the spot. And the funny thing is most of my albums are also recorded at Blue Room Studios in Ladysmith. So Ladysmith's got a recording studio. And I've been like nominated for a SAMA like 3 times, you know. So small town boy going to Sun City now and then is quite a thing, you know. And yeah, just to give you some background, you know. So I've been making music for years.
For years.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Not at all. This is, we want to get to the juicy bits. And, and that's exactly why we have you on the show today, is because of the story behind the original Braai Guitar Grid. So that also comes out of Ladysmith. There was this guy, and you're going to tell us a little bit about him, but he works with metal. He's very talented with his hands. And he sent you this Braai Grid, and you filled it with meat, and you put it on your social media, and it just blew up.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story, because what happened was we went to Ladysmith to go record an album, me and my band members. And that is like going back to the Holy Grail, you know. That's like my hometown is my safe space. My mom still lives there. My sister and my brother-in-law, they live in the Netherlands, and they also have a house there. But they only come to visit like once or twice a year. So when we went to Ladysmith to record the Blitzkrieg album, that's the one that the latest album, the most recent album, when we went there to go record the album, we stayed in my sister's house, and we've got like a family friend, and his name is Bert Lindfeld. And while my sister and my brother-in-law and their daughter are living in the Netherlands, then Bert looks after the house, you know, and he works in the garage and he builds things. And like once they came to visit, and then he surprised them by, he built a swimming pool, you know, from scratch, like this real old school, very cool swimming pool as a surprise. He's that kind of guy. He's insanely talented with his hands. And so while we were recording this album, he has never heard our band really before. He's never seen the band. He heard us like jam a few times, but he didn't understand concept. So while we were recording, we were explaining to him every day, like after the sessions, so this is how it works. And he goes, well, while you are making something, I'm going to be making something as well. And I didn't know what that is, you know, so that was going to be a surprise. So then we came back a month later and to do the vocals and to celebrate my mom's birthday party at that same house, at my sister's house, where he lives. And we did a show on the stoop. And that's the first time he saw us play live, you know. And then the idea basically emerged that he's going to build me a Braai Grid, because he knows I love braaiing, and it's going to be in the shape of a guitar. And that's how the whole thing started. So he built me this in like this one grid, and then people started taking orders, and he said it was very difficult to build this thing, you know, so he didn't want to expand it because it takes a lot of time. But I said, dude, there is a lot of people out there who wants one. And he just basically jumped in and started building these. And the first 10 that we did was mild steel and Braai Grids. And then people started asking for stainless steel. And then Bert became the stainless steel maestro, you know, and a lot of research and development and design and a lot of work went into the design of these grids. And it's very, very difficult to market it, because you don't want to put something on social media because it creates so much demand. I've got a waiting list, you know, of so many people who want one, but we can only deliver so much. And the reason why they're so unique is it's hand-built. It takes a lot of time, you know, so it's not a thing that you put into a conveyor belt and the production line just finishes. It's not a machine-built thing. Every little thing on there is put together by Bert and by his two apprentices, Novi and Buti. So it's this project that we didn't plan for this. It's almost like an unplanned pregnancy. You didn't know that this is going to happen, but obviously you're going to buy this kid, who's this unplanned baby. You're going to buy him clothes. You're going to send him to school, and you're going to, obviously you can't just like leave him to die. You know, you obviously want to raise him, you know, so we didn't plan for this to happen, and now it's happened, you know. And I think the time is right to share the story with the rest of the world, you know, so that they can see how this whole thing started and to get people involved. And that's why I'm starting a crowdfund for this project, because it's such a beautiful community project, you know. We want to make more of these guitars. We've we've got so many ideas, but we can't make one and then they just like live off the money of that one for a week. You know, we have to expand and get more people skilled up so that we can make more of them and hire more people, you know, to join the family, you know. So on Heritage Day, we're going to be celebrating the fact that we've built more than 100 of these, you know, and sold them and logistically got them to all the places, and everybody's happy. We never had one complaint of one person coming back going like, yo, I don't like my braugere, eh? It's it doesn't work, eh? Like, no, like every single one that leaves the hands of Bert, it's an amazing project. If you, I wish you could just like pick one up and just check out all the little details. You know, it's the craftsmanship is insanely beautiful.
So just to explain to our listeners, it's intrinsically South African. A braai is what we enjoy doing. We unite behind a fire. It's how we roll. And these braai grids, they go on top of the braai, and you'll put your meat in between them. So it's got two different metal areas, if I'm correct. And the meat all goes in there.
It's got a lid. It's got a lid. You open up the lid with the top of the braai, like the top of the guitar. And then you basically pack the meat within the body. Then you close it, and it looks... It's the exact replica size of an acoustic guitar. So it functionally, it works amazing. And when you lift up the lid, it stays there. That's like one of those little design tricks that we developed, that nobody has to hold the grid while you're packing on the chops. Like if you open it up, it's got resistance. So it stays there almost like a boot. You know, like the back of the boot, it stays open. So it's one of those, there's small little tricks and fancy things on this thing. It is an amazing, if you watch the video, you can see.
Well, this is the thing, Willem. So on Heritage Day, you're going to be putting out, because this is a podcast, some of our listeners may be listening to this a week or a month or whatever after Heritage Day. But you've put out this video, you're going to be putting out this video, and it actually tells the whole story from beginning to end. What made you decide to put together this video to tell the story?
You know what? During lockdown, in my day job, because everybody's working from home, I was able to go and work in Ladysmith. I didn't have to go to the office here in Cape Town, in Bellville, where I work. So I was able to go and visit Bert, because I am the sales guy, the marketing guy, and I take personal orders for these Blitzkrieg broadcasters. And I was able to go to Ladysmith for a week or two, and we can work there just to get a change of scenery, you know? And we always hear about how hard he works on these grids, but to see it is a whole different thing. So when I went, I just started filming, you know, just to document this so that people can see how much goes into these braai grids. And while filming it, I thought, well, let's explain this story to the people out there, and let's see if we can get people involved so that we can have a bigger production line, because the demand is insane. And it's a beautiful story. It's like in Ladysmith, we've got that mountain called Towerkop, you know, and it's like the translation is like Magic Mountain. And there's so many magical things that happens in that little town, but those stories never get told. So I felt the need to tell this little story so that people can, you know, be inspired and be hopeful. And that's what Heritage Day for me is about. You know, it's the coming together. It's like making new friends, making new families, you know, like around the fires where all the discussions happen, is where the jokes happen. It's where all the social activities happen. I sent Bert this thing the other day. Oh, you're going to enjoy it. This is Afrikaans. I told him, let's call them like one of the new models. Let's call it Hestia, you know, because Hestia's name means hearth, fireplace, altar.
Yes, Hestia, yes.
Yeah, like Hestia's name show the hearth's importance in the social, religious, and political life of ancient Greece, you know. Yeah. The hearth was essential for warmth, for food preparation, and for the completion of sacrificial offerings to the deities, you know. The hearth is as a plek waar alos voorvaders, you know. It's where everybody comes together to engage, to be social. And if you have a broadcaster and some music together with that, I mean, come on, you know, you're gonna milk the likes on Facebook if you have one. You're one of the lucky people who have one of those, you know.
That's another reason for people to purchase one. Obviously, everybody wants Instagram likes. This is a really cool thing to get some Instagram likes with. Tell me, Willem, this crowd fund that you've put together, it's to manufacture more of these grids so that you can sell more, but also you speak about upskilling other people so that they can get involved and manufacture with you. What's that all about?
Yes, that's exactly. So, I mean, no man is an island, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I wrote this down, and I think this explains it exactly. So, let me answer your question with a quote of my writings. Since 2018, Bert became obsessed with the tuning and the retuning of the Blitzkrieg broadcaster. Every single broadcaster that left Bert's hands exponentially increased the demand and pressure to deliver more. As a craftsman, his trade was an only one. He needed apprentices. Who was the first apprentice who could really rock and roll? Enter Wander van Eyck, aka Booty, a local Ladysmith gardener who was committed to learn. Trial, error, polish, grind, weld, rewind, repeat, perfection. So that basically sums it up. It's like Bert alone can't build these things. And it's difficult to get somebody who is committed in the community to do that. But Wander, Booty, he was the first guy who was really committed. He saw the long-term potential of a project like this. So then Bert and Booty became a team in the workshop. So they started building together, and we were able to produce more of them in a shorter amount of time, because now there was like a little production line going. And then Bert asked Booty, do you know anybody who could do the polishing maybe for us? Then I can move you to the welding, you know, or to the grinding. And then he said, well, he's got his cousin, Novi, a farm girl with attitude. Maybe she can do it, you know. And then when Novi came in, she basically outshined Booty's skills, you know. And she picked up all the techniques very fast. And then when they became a trio, then things really started going, you know, because now they had a little production line going. So Novi could polish, grind, and weld just as good as Booty. So they had multiple skill sets, and the production line went much better than like one man doing everything. And that gave Bert time to build more jigs and more customized tools. But now we need more people. And they, you know, so that's the thing. And the community is there. It takes time to learn people how to do it and to get them committed and get them to understand what we are doing here, you know. But with Booty and with Novi, that was for Bert. That was a very easy process because they arrived there committed and passionate and interested to learn. So that's what we want to do going forward as well. We want to get more people from that same community involved and to upskill them, and so that we can expand this business, you know, because it's not really actually a business. It's more, it's almost like playing in a band where you play a gig, you get your bucks, and then you drive to the next town, play your gig, get your bucks. It's like you just try to survive when you play in a band. Yeah. I know that because I did that for 7 years full time, and it was a mission, you know. It was, you basically just live from weekend to weekend. And it's the same with Booty, Bert, and with Novi. They live from Brygrid to Brygrid, and I want them to get ahead. That's why I'm doing the crowdfunding, so that they can have like a salary at the end of the month.
Yep.
You know, can, you know, buy themselves time, you know, to develop the other designs and not just have to build and build and build and build, so that they know at the end of the week they're still going to get paid, but they can take the weekend off because they work so hard. I just want to give them a nice kickstart and get them rewarded for all the other hard work.
You know, Willem, it's so interesting right now in South Africa and globally. We're facing one of the biggest financial crises that the world has seen since World War II, is what people are saying, the Great Depression. And it's so interesting that you're pioneering this right now, because you're literally getting involved, getting stuck in, and helping people empower themselves to make money, but also empower others to make money, and in so create jobs. You're creating jobs. That's exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. And it wasn't planned like that. It happened. So what are you going to do? Are you not going to I've got this beautiful little Charles Bukowski poem, The Laughing Heart. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. It's short and sweet, and that sums it up. Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is a light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them, take them. You can't be death, but you can be death in life, sometimes. And the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you. Now, that one line that says, Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them and take them. This is what happened with this project. You know, it's like, be on the watch. Like, this is happening. What are you going to do? Am I just going to let Bart, Putti and Novi just keep on building grid by grid by grid by grid without any moving forward? No, be on the watch. There will be chances. And these chances is capturing the story. Tell people the story. Everybody is so polluted with so much content out there. I'm talking about like clickbait content.
Yeah.
But when you find a real cool story that really warms your heart, like a true, sincere, cool story, people act on that. And that's what I want people to do. I want them to braai. I want them to socialize. I want them to connect with each other. And this is my whole thing. If that means creating new jobs, what a bonus. What a bonus. That is an added bonus. You know what I mean? I was being on the watch, you know, and there was a chance. I'm taking this chance now, and I hope it works out, you know, because it would mean so much for them.
I think it's absolutely incredible, and I think the story is amazing, and I think what really brings it all to life is the video that you've created. And I need to ask you before we close off, if anybody wants to watch the video, if they want to go get any more information about this beautiful braai grid and the story behind it, where do they go?
They can go to williamwelfare.com, or they can go to Thunderfund. That is the platform we are using for the crowdfund campaign. There are so many cool rewards. You know, I've got one of my English albums on vinyl. I've got my Blitzkrieg album there as a reward. We've got bed casters. That's literally like a stand that looks like a guitar next to your bed for like a charging station. That's hand-built as well. We've got, there's so many cool rewards. So go to williamwelfare.com, go to Thunderfund, or just follow the hashtag Braaicaster. And it's caster, like K-A-A-S-T-E-R, like cheese in Afrikaans, caster. Because we're from Ladysmith, we had to throw in a little cheese there as well, you know. So just hashtag Braaicaster, or just hashtag Braaicaster, you know, you'll find the campaign. And it's on YouTube. Go and watch the video, please, and get involved. And before we end off, funny story. I'm hesitant to tell this story, but...
No, please. We want the juice. Okay. We want the juice.
Okay, so I'm not going to give you the whole long story of how this happened, but I'm going to tell you this. Imagine a very, very famous international rock star in the world. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, like a very famous guitarist. I'll give you three guesses. Like very, very famous. I'm talking Elvis, Bob Dylan level kind of famous. Okay.
Okay.
So who would you guess would be one of those?
Oh, I wouldn't even know where to start.
I'm going to give you a hint. Don't play with me because you're playing with fire.
That's on the tip of my tongue.
Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones. Nice. Yeah. Yes. Terrible ass out.
So okay. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones, he actually owns one.
Oh, yeah. My God. How did he get one?
He got one as a gift.
That's amazing.
He got, I think his daughter is married to a South African filmmaker. Via their channels, they reached out to give him a Braaicaster because he loves barbecuing, because he's got a South African son-in-law, and so they gave him a Blitzkrieg Braaicaster as a gift. And so he owns one. Eben Etzebeth of the Springboks, he owns one. The Akadis brothers from the band Akadis owns one. They're all over the world, you know, which is quite cool. So how's that for name dropping?
that's pretty damn epic, and a great way to end the show. Willem, thanks for being on the show with me today. I look forward to posting the video with this as well so that people can get the story.
Thank you so much.
I want to wish you a happy Heritage Month, and to all the listeners, wishing you guys only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.